Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The Sharon Parks and Recreation presents the summer concert series today on the town green, the Sounds of Frank Duo, the Sounds of Frank Sinatra. A reminder from the Wildlife Division in Connecticut, they're asking state residents to notify the Wildlife Division officials if they find a GPS global positioning system neck collar in their yards or while on the outdoors. It's part of a bobcat research program. GPS collars were placed on 50 bobcats throughout the state. The collars have been collecting and transmitting important data about the bobcat population. All of the collars are programmed to automatically detach from the animals today. Once that happens, Wildlife Division staff will be working diligently to recover the collars, which will still be transmitting signals from throughout the state. If anyone happens to find a collar, contact the Wildlife Division at 860-424-3045. Reminder from the Masonic Lodge, there are two sales left in their 2018 season, the lobster sales, August 18th and September 15th. Lobsters can be picked up between 4 and 6 p.m. the day of the sale at 41 Sharon Road in Lakeville. Lobsters are 1.25 pounds, average at a price of $16 each, and can be ordered by calling 860-435-9722. They're available live or boiled. Additionally, raw or steamed clams are always available. They're now $9 a dozen. It's recommended that customers call no later than Thursday before each sale to guarantee that order. Now, the clam price has been increased. That was due to an increase in cost of the clams. Now, all proceeds from these sales are used to fund scholarships to local students and donations to local charities. Kent Park and Recreation has their free concerts on the lawn, and that is coming up on August 2nd from 6 till 8 p.m. on the green at Town Hall. Joint Chiefs will be performing. The Sunset Music Series continues at the Couch Pipa VFW post on Thursday with live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise coming up August 2nd, days off. The Sharon Board of Finance has a special meeting set for Thursday, August 2nd at 7 p.m. Acting upon a request by the Board of Selectmen and Park and Rec Committee, the town meeting expenditure of non-recurring account of $10,000 and up to $30,000 to be determined by the Board of Finance for completion of the walking track at Veterans Field, and act upon a request of the Board of Education for unexpected funds to be placed in the non-recurring account. Well, the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. It runs at Dodd's Farm in Hillsdale, New York, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. More information is available at falconridgefolk.org. It's a happening at the Knox Gallery, Monterey Library, and everyone's invited on Friday, August 3rd from 4 till 7. Bring your own water-based paints, no spray paint, brushes, drop cloths, markers, pencils, glue, paper, old drawings, anything else you'd like to bring, and create. Everyone must take their unused materials back with them. Also, you're asked to bring snacks, finger foods, or soft drinks to share if you can. A suggested donation of $15 for adults, $5 for students is requested. All will be donated to the Friends of the Monterey Library. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Norfolk Artists and Friends Art Show, the 10th annual exhibit at the Patel Steckel Gallery, featuring works by members of the Norfolk Artists and Friends, plus 10 great artists. An opening reception will be held Friday, August 3rd, from 5 until 7:30. Of course, a reminder that it is a weekend in Norfolk this weekend as well, weekendinnorfolk.org. Well, it's also a pretty big weekend in Sharon on Friday. It is the book signing at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And then, of course, on Saturday, you have the used book sale at the Hotchkiss Library. That goes on Sunday as well. But also on Saturday, it's the 59th annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair from 10 until 5. As we said, the 22nd annual Sharon Summer Book Signing will take place on Friday night from 6 till 8 o'clock. Information, sharonbooksigning.weebly.com. There'll be a tag sale coming up in Sharon on Saturday, August 4th from 9 to 4 at the Sharon Methodist Church. Many new items. Also, 20% off purchases of $25 or more. A summer craft fair Saturday from August 4th from 10 till 5 at the First Congregational Church on Main Street in Great Barrington. Crafters will be set up inside and outside. There'll also be a hot dog wagon, bake sale, secondhand tables, and delicious summer luncheon to be served inside. Join Matthew Cantello for Adventures in Sound, a sonic expedition on Saturday, August 4th from 10:30 till 12 noon at the Ankrum Town Hall. Kids and adults will make music, move, and use their ears in ways they never thought possible. Now, Matthew has 20 years of experience teaching and performing and communing with music. The program will take place at the Ankrum Town Hall. It's one of several Rojan Library-sponsored events that will take place in Ankrum over the coming months. August 4th, the Wasaic Project Summer Festival, 6 bands, 10 dance groups, slews of short films, tons of art, and more. It runs from noon until late in the evening. August 4th in Germantown, the Claremont State Historic Site, Luminarium Dance Company presents a family-friendly performance on the grounds featuring newly commissioned work inspired by Claremont's history and landscape alongside a selection of repertory favorites ranging from classical to contemporary. That's at 3 p.m. On Saturday, August 4th from 4 till 7 p.m., the Bidwell House Museum holds its summer garden party at the Historic Art School, a benefit for the historic 1760s Bidwell House Museum, 66 Art School Road, Monterey. This year, the museum is excited to be honoring friends and neighbors, Jill Horner and Yo-Yo Ma. There'll be live music by the O-Tones, cocktails, hors d'oeuvres by Kate Baldwin, a silent auction, and art show with local artists. More information or tickets at 413-528-6888, online, bidwellhousemuseum.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 108.36 to 25,415.19 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7671.79 and the S&P 500 at 2816.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.